Welcome to Legislative Report with State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about congressional redistricting. We're trying to do this in a very open and transparent manner, and I understand that people are going to be able to have their say and submit ideas. What's going on here?
Well, that's correct. Hearings are now underway on the state's congressional redistricting process, and we are seeking your feedback. Pennsylvania residents can now submit the boundaries of their communities of interest and comment on the current congressional district map using online mapping tools available at paredistricting.com. These innovative online tools put the redistricting process right into your hands and the hands of your fellow Pennsylvanians to ensure your voices are heard. To provide input into the redistricting process, you can go to paredistricting.com/input. From that page, you can submit feedback to define your community of interest and, again, comment on the current district maps. You will find informative videos of how to use these tools on the page as well. Residents who want to provide in-person testimony at one of the upcoming House State Government Committee's 8 hearings being held across the state or to provide written testimony can also do so on the website. To access the registration and submission forms, go to paredistricting.com and look for the hearing schedule, and you can click on the one that you would like to provide testimony at.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is the Pennsylvania budget, which we've recently passed. And the good news in this is that we've made sure we have money for policing and community protection in this. Very important at a time like this when we're seeing that as a problem in other states. What's going on here?
That is also correct. I've always been a supporter of our police, and we were able to back that up in this year's budget. In late June, the General Assembly passed, and our new state budget became law, which provides additional funding. This budget will allow the Pennsylvania State Police to train 2 new cadet classes, which will add up to an additional 180 troopers to protect communities throughout the state. To further promote safe communities, the budget allots $30 million for violence intervention and prevention. The plan also sets aside $372 million in federal relief funds to be used for ongoing pandemic response to return stability and wellness to Pennsylvanians. Finally, $5 million in federal funds is allocated to the Emergency Medical Services Operating Fund to support our first responders. You can learn more about the budget by going to pahousegop.com and looking for the link for this year's budget. Again, pahousegop.com and looking for the link relating to this year's budget.
And Representative, the last thing we'd like to talk about this week is for those folks who have served our country in the military, their paperwork is very important. What do they need to know?
Well, the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, or DMVA as it is known, is urging transitioning service members and veterans to make safeguarding their DD-214 a top priority. The DD-214 is a document provided by the Department of Defense issued upon a military service member's retirement, separation, or discharge from active duty in the armed forces of the United States. It contains information needed to verify military service members for benefits, retirement, employment, and membership in veterans organizations. Without this key document, there could be a big delay when veterans seek benefits earned through their service to our nation. The DMVA encourages veterans and departing service members to talk with their county Veterans Affairs Department about how to have their paperwork recorded to ensure it is readily available to them or their family members when needed. For veterans who lost their DD-214 or family members who cannot locate it on a veteran's behalf, the DMVA is available to help in retrieving an official copy. The DMVA can also assist with locating the DD-215, which is used to correct errors or make additions to a DD-214. Helping to assure that veterans have accurate discharge documentation. For assistance, you can contact our office at any time. Our phone number is 610 610-965-9933. Again, 610-965-9933. Or you can visit the DMVA website, dmva.pa.gov. Again, that's dmva.pa.gov. And again, I would encourage veterans in our community to reach out to our office for assistance. We have special office hours, which we provide through the American Legion at our office, and we are happy to provide assistance in any way we can to make sure that veterans and their family members receive the benefits that they so rightly deserve.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in again for another Legislative Report with State Representative Ryan McKenzie.